I genuinely don't know what the hell episode 12 was. I am still very baffled by the complete utter mess that it was, and I just have to get into it because why does this have to continue to happen with my shows? What is it about episode 11 and 12 that just has to F everything up? Hi, I'm Monique. I am the host of Off by Proplart podcast, where I talk to you about K-dramas, C-dramas, BTS, and basically whatever else I want to talk about. I have to talk about Marry My Husband and episode 12, and it's complete and utter nonsense. I genuinely am befuddled by everything. Episode 11 really started off well. I was happy that we got some really nice kisses. I mean, they put some bass. There were some extra mics hot on set because you were hearing some sounds. I was like, oh my goodness. So the kisses were giving everything they need to. I still love my cutie patootie. Oh my God. Oh, you, Mr. Yu is for me, man. And you know, I was happy with the whole power walk with her, you know, white suit with her vest and the necklace glistening and her getting to go right up into Suman's face and say, thank you for picking up my trash. Amen. Hallelujah. It was everything I wanted. Just satisfying. Like I could drink it. It was satisfying. You know, the bullies that I still think are really weird coming through and stormtrooping the wedding and basically giving Suman even more grief. That was oddly satisfying in itself as well. So all in all, episode 11 was, I guess, too happy, and somehow it all had to just completely pfft into smoke for episode 12, because I'm still shaking my head. Like, episode 11 and 12 and a lot of my shows that I love are really not giving. Where to start with episode 12? One, I was reading a little bit of commentary on Twitter prior to filming this, and I know that some were saying because of the storyline that we're given, narratively, it kind of makes sense that Ji-won would have some hesitation and doubts and some insecurities still. For one, even though she has all the information that she has from the future, from 2023, and she's transported back to 2013, so she's equipped with a lot of knowledge, but that doesn't mean that the core essence of who she is as a person has completely disappeared. And the people that were closest to her in her life have all ended up one way or another betraying her trust, using her and her resources, and just being extremely manipulative and chipping away at her self-esteem systematically over the years. And even with all the knowledge that she has, she is bound to still make mistakes and still have to work on her trust issues. While Mr. Yu has been a constant support for her, he wants to be her land, he wants to be her equal footing, and he genuinely is after her happiness more than anything else. I can also understand that with everything that has happened and the people that she loved and trusted most end up hurting her in many ways. Suman, at first glance to her, was a very nice and caring and loving person and only wanted the best for her. And she ended up essentially actively destroying her life till death in her first timeline. You know, we also were introduced to the mom in the 12th episode, and we just saw how she was also a piece of work. And of course, Minha, her psychotic garbage piece of nothing boyfriend, that now husband in future timeline, you know, someone who maybe as the audience, we could pick up on the red flags right away. But in her mind, in the character's mind, in the show, she saw him as genuinely charming and sweet and loving towards her. And then him gradually becoming this abusive monster that she's come to know now. So because of all that ramble I just said, I guess then we can see why she would break up in a sense with Mr. Yu before she gets herself hurt. But the dialogue and the way that it was expressed kind of irked me a lot, and it just felt like we just have to have the breakup and have the dark night of the soul at this point, because it's a 16 episode series and there has to be some other dramatic tension. And I also wish I knew ahead of time that the show was not adapted from the webtoon, but was adapted from the web novel. I wasn't aware that there was a web novel that the webtoon actually was inspired from, and that's where a lot of the storylines are coming from, because then that would explain why Boa's character has come in now. And no offense to Boa as an actress or whatever, but I think with Soomin and her entire psychosis and the pathology as to why she has single-handedly targeted Jiwon and has made it her life's obsession is already fascinating in itself. Yes, we're getting all these satisfactory scenes where she's finally getting her comeuppance, but the character as itself is a really fascinating character study. And I think her and the continued presence of the boyfriend and, you know, the continued aggression from the supervisor that works in Jiwon's department, I think all these moving parts already have enough built-in tension that if they needed to draw out some more until they get to the happy resolution episode 16, we could have had that without the introduction of this new psychotic character. Now, I have heard people say online that the character, her name's escaping me right now, I think it's Yura. I think Boa's character, the new ex-fiance of Mr. Yu, she was mentioned briefly earlier in the show, so it didn't just completely come out of nowhere. But narratively, the way it was written, it kind of does just feel like the writers threw that in just to create more dramatic tension in the 11th hour before we finally get to the resolution. So we really didn't get to really enjoy Jiwon's relationship with Mr. Yu, Ji-hook, and get to marinate in that a little bit longer. And it just felt like drama for drama's sake. Never mind the end of the episode and the absolutely surreal and ludicrous car accident. So once again, the white truck of doom that is like a staple in K-dramas at this point, just kind of zooming past and is meant to kill Jiwon, but she, for whatever reason, stares dead in the eye of this truck for like what seems like 5 minutes, had plenty of time to drive away, and then Mr. Yu just comes out of nowhere, does a Yui, does this slow-mo, and just looks her dead in the eye before BAM! And it's just so dumb to see. Like, I laughed. I'm sorry. It was supposed to be this highly dramatic, climactic moment, and I laughed because I was thinking, what the hell is going on? Like, that's just my entire feeling for the entire episode, is like, what the hell is happening? What is going on? Huh? Seriously? What? I was just so flabbergasted. I was like, this is some real bullshit that they're putting out here. Like, what? Oh, the ex-fiance alone, I can't. I do appreciate, even though the manager in the office that's also friends with Jiwon, and her now having stomach cancer, so it's seemingly in this new life of Jiwon's that cancer passed on to her instead, which is really unfortunate. But I like where her storyline is going. I like the romance that seems to be brewing with her and the human resource man, who's very, you know, he kind of does it a little for me, you know. I kind of like his vibe, you know. And the support that she continues to get from Jiwon, even though Jiwon is feeling like heavy, heavy amounts of guilt, you know, like there's just still so much that's going on in Jiwon's head that she just has to untangle. So I get it. I get that she may not always make the best choices, and sometimes she might get into self-destructive patterns because of she's seen just where her life ends up, which is why we have this whole story kicked off. But the inclusion of the ex-fiance is just so dumb, like villainous for villainous sake. I just felt it's just such an empty character to me. Okay, so she's highly obsessive about Mr. Yu, has gone as far as to hire goons to beat up past love interests. She meets with Jiwon. Jiwon flat out tells her, hey, I didn't realize that he was engaged prior. I thought he was single. I mean, even though he tells her explicitly that he ended the engagement, and this was also told to us earlier in the show, Ji-won still is like, well, I didn't know he was engaged. I want nothing to do with this. I broke up with him. Sorry. And then this broad is like, well, that's not good enough for me. Dun, dun, dun. And it's like, who gives a fuck? Like, we already have so much to untangle within the show with the characters that are already present. It just feels so unnecessary to me. It was just a load of bullshit. I'm over it. I'm just really over it. I need writers from K-dramas, C-dramas, whatever. If you're gonna do like the whole Dark Night of the Soul thing, you gotta do better. You gotta do better. Can we not have the characters be together and then face conflicts head on together? I actually feel like C-dramas do this a little bit better as of late. But it just seems so unnecessary. Drama for unnecessary sake. And this is why a lot of people are petering out after like the episode 11 mark, because it's just drama piled up to push us through the last act of the show, and it just narratively to me just feels sloppy. Even if it's coming from the web novel that this has been inspired from, it just feels sloppy to me. The writers have made changes from source material already. I don't see why they couldn't have altered this. I think Soo-min and her villainy alone is more than enough, and a lot of the nonsense that they're going to do with this new ex-fiance could be applied to Soo-min, and it would still work. I just think it's unnecessary drama for Sama's sake. It's irritating me. For those that say that this is why Perfect Revenge Marriage was better, because it was done in less episodes, homegirl got right to work in her revenge, there wasn't all this slow buildup. I can see where they're coming from, because I was very, very irked. I am going to continue to watch Marry My Husband. I love Park Min Young. I'm happy that she has a project that is receiving amazing ratings, and I think a lot of the episodes were very thrilling and satisfying to watch, but episode 12 just really didn't do it for me. Sorry. But I will continue to watch. I might do another podcast episode. I'm most certainly going to do a finale podcast episode and give them all my thoughts in general. I have to really see how this plays out. I don't know if I want to watch episode 13, 14 in real time, or if I want to wait until the remaining episodes all come out and then watch it all together in one fell swoop. I guess I'll decide that as the week goes on. But yeah, episode 12, not for me. So I'm going to leave it at that for this podcast episode today. Thank you for tuning in. If you're watching this via YouTube, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Drop a comment if you feel similar to me, or if you think that episode 12 actually wasn't out of the blue and that all of this was supposed to come to head and that you actually liked what you saw, let me know. If you're listening via Spotify or Apple Podcasts streaming services, I really appreciate you. And till the next one, bye.